From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Leaders of the world's seven richest democracies are meeting in Japan for a G7 summit focusing on ways to improve global growth and ease South China Sea tensions. On Wednesday, President Obama was confronted with public outrage over the alleged rape and murder of a Japanese woman by a former U.S. Marine who works at the Kadena military base in Okinawa. Mr. Obama promised the U.S. government's full cooperation.
We did discuss the tragedy that took place in Okinawa, and I extended my sincerest condolences and deepest regrets. And the United States will continue to cooperate fully with the investigation to ensure that justice is done under the Japanese legal system.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he felt profound resentment over what he called this self-centered and absolutely despicable crime. Mr. Obama also plans to make a groundbreaking visit to the city of Hiroshima on Friday, where the world's first atomic bomb was dropped at the end of World War II. He'll become the first sitting president to do so. The UN Security Council has lifted the last international sanctions against Liberia. The council has been progressively terminating targeted measures that were imposed at the end of Liberia's civil war in 2003. On Wednesday, it took the final step, unanimously voting to lift an arms embargo on non-state actors. David Pressman is a deputy U.S. UN ambassador.
Today, more than 12 years after the end of Liberia's brutal civil war and the council's imposition of sanctions, Liberia continues to consolidate its progress, and the Security Council has determined that the criteria for lifting the sanctions have been met, allowing us to fully terminate the regime.
Former President Charles Taylor set off the Civil War in 1989 by leading an uprising that toppled then-President Samuel Doe. This is VOA News.